The following is a lecture given at the home of Krishna Vijaya Das by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on December 27th, 2006, in Sydney, Australia.
Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadhamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, you know something? We're in a very auspicious situation right now. You know what that is? We have a human birth. Human birth is a great opportunity for getting out of what is called the vicious cycle of birth and death. If an animal is vicious, that means he's very cruel. Or if a person is vicious, he's very cruel. So, material nature can be very cruel and exacting, unforgiving. So it's actually worth getting out of the material world. It's a much better situation. The difficulty is, if we don't make the endeavor to get out of that material whirlpool, material cycle of birth and death, the difficulty is, if we don't make the endeavor, then we're carried along by the momentum of the modes of nature which have brought us to where we are now, which is not the perfectional stage. I mean, coming to the human birth is a great opportunity, but we are meant to continue progressing. According to Darwin, there's lower species and higher species, and we evolve from lower to higher, and that's true even in the Vedic scriptures. There are lower and higher forms, and we have evolved to the human form. Now, how that evolution happens, there's a difference between Darwin and the Vedas in that connection. But we have evolved, that's a fact. We are in a higher state of evolution. Now, what will be the next stage? You see, the next step. Human life is meant to continue. We progress up, 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 all the way to the human form. Now we are meant to continue progressing. But the difficulty is, we are living in a society which is not progressing. What is the opposite of progressing? Regressing. They are not even holding steady. They are going backwards. The proof is the increased decadence of the human society. I remember growing up in the U.S. in the 50s, in the atmosphere, and now it's shockingly different. But to speak of India, now in India in the 50s, it's even more shockingly different, is it? So the human society is not only not progressive, it's regressive. It is becoming more and more animalistic with each successive year. So if we remain in the consciousness of the material society, then we're doomed. That's a fact. We're doomed. We're guaranteed to come back as animals in our next life. Therefore, there is a need for a different sort of society, a society based on the principle of spiritual progress. That society must be there. We are most fortunate that one great spiritual master, in fact, the greatest spiritual master in the history of the universe, His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Priva Jagacharja, Asta Tarasadashi Srimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tridhandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, has founded such a society known as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. How much we are indebted to Srila Prabhupada, that he has given us a place, he has given us a family, he has given us a sangha in which we can make progress. As Srila Prabhupada explains, surrendering to Krishna, one of the items is to join a spiritual family. So we simply have to join the spiritual family, Prabhupada family, have wonderful loving exchanges with our family members. In this way, through the loving exchange with the Vaishnavas, then the dormant love for Krishna will awaken. You may say, well, I just want to love Krishna, thank you. I don't want to try to develop relationships with devotees, because, you know, as soon as you try to get relationships with devotees, there's so many problems, you know, fault finding and bickering and politics, blah, 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 blah. So I'm just going to have, I'll come to the temple, I'll say my pranams to the deities, you know, to Prabhupada, take a little prasadam and go home. You see. Sometimes people think like that. There is a word for that. It's called Kanishta Adhikari. One who only knows how to respect the deity, but not how to respect the devotee. There's one problem with that mentality. Krishna says, I know no one but my devotees. There's no one more dear to me than my devotees. So guess what happens if we don't develop our love for Krishna's devotees? You have any guess? What happens if we don't love Krishna's devotees? Who are the most, who are more dear to him than anything?
You can't love Krishna.
Hmm?
You cannot love Krishna.
That's right. You cannot awaken your love for Krishna unless you love his devotees. And you know what Prabhupada loved to quote? There's an English maxim, if you love me, love my dog. You see? He always quoted that. He said, the spiritual master is the dog of God. Actually, all the devotees, they are Graja dogs. These are our dog colors. You see? Dog color. The Vaishnavas, they are the dogs of God. Of course, we don't call them, oh, you are a bunch of dogs. No, not like them. We personally feel of ourselves that I am God's dog. We don't go around saying, you're a dog. No, we don't, not like that. But still, just as, if you love the, a big man is difficult to approach. But if you have a loving relationship with his dog, then he is very easy to approach. You see? Oh, my dog likes him. Just imagine if Bill Gates came here to Sydney and he's just happened to be in the park near your house walking in the early morning. Wow. You just happen to be up on a Joppa walk and you look up and there's Bill Gates, the wealthiest man in the whole world. Think, well, maybe I can, you know, make friends with him. Give him a Bhagavad Gita or something, you know. But he's surrounded by bodyguards, you know, plain clothes. It looks like just ordinary people, but you know they're actually bodyguards with pistols and everything. So how will you approach him? But he just happens to be walking his dog at the time. And the dog is, come somehow the dog likes you. So, and then you're there and the dog is, you know, associating with you. And then he comes up and he says, oh, my dog likes this person. So then he makes up a conversation with you because his dog likes you, you see. So then you can invite him to read Bhagavad Gita as it is. And if he became Krishna conscious, just imagine what that could do for our movement, you see. If the leading men of society become Krishna conscious men, then they can influence so many others. So the point is that we have to learn how to love the devotees. That's the point. We must learn how to love Krishna's servants if we want to actually have our service accepted by Krishna. Then we must learn how to become the servant, the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. In this way, he will be very, very, very pleased. Just see how nicely this devotee is serving my devotees. Just see how nice, how much he loves my devotees. This is the key. The more we love the devotees, the more our heart becomes decorated with all saintly qualities. We were discussing this in our previous meeting, midday today. If my heart, I'm always finding the fault with his devotees. Oh, this devotee is that quality, bad quality, that bad quality. What am I meditating on? Faults. So what is going to, my heart going to be full up? If I'm always thinking about this devotee has that fault, that devotee has that fault, guess what my heart will be filled up with if I'm thinking like that all the time? So many faults will be sitting in my heart, you see. Because that's my meditation. The fault of this devotee, the fault of that devotee. But instead, if I'm looking like the honeybee, you see, everyone has faults. I mean, that's a fact. Especially in our conditioned stage, everyone has a combination of good and bad qualities. But Prabhupada said a devotee, he is like the honeybee. He's looking, what is the good quality of this person? I want to appreciate this person's good quality. You see? That is devotee. He is the honeybee. The fault finder, he is like the fly looking for the sower, looking for the stool. You see? That's the fault finder. Devotee, he is the one who wants to worship the devotees. He loves the devotees. He loves to think about the devotees. He loves to serve the devotees. He loves to associate with the devotees. He feels great happiness associating with, hearing from, and serving the Vaishnavas. So such a person becomes very, very, very dear to the Lord. He becomes very dear to Krishna. So this is the wonderful opportunity we have for making spiritual progress. Sometimes people think, well, you know, spiritual life is good, but don't get into it too much. You know, don't become fanatic. You know, just keep it in the closet. You know, you can have your little altar in your closet somewhere underneath your jackets, you know, somewhere back there in the closet. They would come here, they say, well, this house, they're really fanatic. They turn the whole top floor into a temple. I mean, they could have had a pool table up here, you know. What are they doing with the temple? They might find fault with such a house, you know. A whole upstairs, a temple room? They would think, what is this? Spiritual life is okay, but, you know, keep it in a corner somewhere. Don't make it the central theme of your life. I mean, that's the way people think. Spiritual life is okay, but, you know, a little bit on the side and a little bit in the corner somewhere. Don't make it the center of your life. But, you know, we're supposed to make Krishna consciousness the center of our life. We're supposed to connect everything with Krishna. Every house should be like this, where Krishna gets the biggest room in the whole house. Every house should be like this. Because this is human existence. This is making spiritual progress. When you can give Krishna the best room, and you take a room that's not as, you see, you give Krishna the very best facility and you take the servants' quarters, you see, then we are making progress. Then we are making progress. Not that I have a very nice facility and then, you know, Krishna, he gets something in the corner. they eat so many foodstuffs, but they give their Krishna in the corner a little sugar candy once a week. And that's the prasadam. And then when they pray, they pray for some material thing, you know. We were giving that example. Give me a Cadillac, a brand new Cadillac, replete with Michelin tires. Give my wife a new silk sari. Give my kids a Harvard education. Give me a house by the sea. Om Jaya Jagadish Hari. This is what they've done to so-called religion, you see. They turn it into some give me, give me, give me selfish thing. Very dirty, selfish thing. And they've glorified it. Yes, oh, I'm very religious. I go to the temple once a year at the beginning of the semester to beg for good grades. You know, I'm so pious. Of course, it's better than atheism. But, you know what? You may get your house by the sea, but in your next breath you'll become a fish. So what's the use? Is it? Just try to develop your love for God. That is human life. In the association of the devotees, simply try to develop your love for God. That is the progressive march that a human being is meant to do. That is true religion. So, I was asked to give a short class, and maybe this was a long one, but for me this was a short one. So, for me it was I did follow what I was asked, although you may feel it's a very long class, but this was very short for me. So, but if there's any questions, I'll answer them briefly. Yes.
You were commenting this, that they were asked to do a short class, and then you were asking questions. And are we eager to hear, or is that the eagerness for hearing, or just the eagerness for talking?
I don't follow.
So I'm saying you made a comment in the end that you were asked to give a short class.
Yeah. This is not the class, this is this question and answer session.
Yeah, so my question is... Then, are the audience eager to hear or the speaker is eager to speak? What should be the attitude?
Well, there has to be enthusiasm on both sides.
Okay, that's right. Yeah.
Just like Prabhupada gives the example. When there is a man and a woman, they're trying to have child, you see, the husband has to be potent and the wife has to be potent. Otherwise, there's no child. If one is impotent, there is no child. So the speaker has to be enthusiastic. And the hearers also must be enthusiastic. If either one of them or both of them are not enthusiastic, then there'll be no result. There'll be no result. No spiritual progress. Of course, the speaker will make spiritual progress just speaking to the four walls if he's enthusiastic. But the hearers, if they are not eager to hear, then they will not make spiritual progress. That's a thing. Unless we have enthusiasm for hearing the message of Krishna, we must be enthusiastic for the opposite thing. What is it? Sense gratification. It's either one or the other. Are you enthusiastic for making progress spiritually? Or if not, then your enthusiasm will be elsewhere. Everyone has enthusiasm. It's just a matter of where it's channeled, the material energy or the spiritual energy. So we encourage everyone to be enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness. We try to be as enthusiastic as we can to show everyone how ecstatic it is to be enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness. Actually, there's no greater happiness than to become enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness. It's the supreme bliss. Brahma Saukhyam Tvanantam, isn't it? Yeah. It is the supreme happiness. But many people think it's a deluded state of less intelligent fools, Krishna conscious. You know that? What is that verse? Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasham jagati. That verse. What is night for all beings is a time of awakening for the self-controlled, and the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective self. So they think we're crazy. And we think they're crazy. So who's right?
You are right.
Why?
Because you are going back to Godhead. Because you are going back to Godhead.
Yes. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. Where do you end up at the end? That's right. Actually, my godbrother, he one time gave this example. There's an old... One of the Aesop's fable is, he who laughs last, laughs best. So the karmi is looking at the devotee. He's saying, oh, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. You people don't have any fun. I have a great time, but you Hare Krishnas, you don't have any fun. Ha 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 ha. He's laughing at us for being so foolish to give up the wonderful illicit sex, what he feels, the wonderful pleasures of life, you see. And we are also laughing. That, well, of course, we are crying also out of compassion. We also laugh at his foolishness now. But who's going to have the last laugh? My godbrother said, at the time of death, the devotee will say, so long, sucker. As he goes back to God. Of course, the devotee has both moods, you know. He also feels compassion. I just read the other day, the spiritual master, Prabhupada explains, remains in this material world until all of his disciples go back to Godhead. Did you know that?
Yes.
It's a letter to Jayapataka Swami that Prabhupada wrote. Found it in the Vedabase. You may think, but I thought my spiritual master was in the spiritual world with Krishna. But Prabhupada also says that a pure devotee can be in both worlds simultaneously. Prahlad Maharaj is in, he is described as in Vaikuntha Loka and in Sutala, at the same time. So the spiritual master can be in the pastimes of Krishna, at the same time he can be taking some kind of a manifestation here to keep an eye on his disciples also. So, we should never think that now, you know, we should always feel our spiritual master is here. He's keeping an eye on us. He knows what I'm doing. So I should do everything exactly as if he were present, because actually he is present. Prabhupada confirmed that. He says, I always feel how my spiritual master is with me. He is seeing me in this way. We have to always feel, we should never think my spiritual master is not present. Must always feel my spiritual master is here, he is seeing me, he knows what I'm doing, and therefore I must please him with my every thought, my every word, my every deed. So anyway, we can, if there's no other questions, we can stop here. Yes?
How does one improve the enthusiasm for hearing?
Yes. How does one improve one's enthusiasm for hearing? One has to understand that without enthusiasm to hear, I'm in a very, very dangerous, precarious condition. If I'm not enthusiastic to hear about Krishna, then I will be enthusiastic to hear about mundane things. You see? There must be some subject matter. Our nature is we want to hear some subject matter. So if we don't have a taste for Bhagavad Gita, if we don't have a taste for Srimad Bhagavatam, then we must have a taste for something else, mundane. You cannot give up taste. But if we have taste for mundane thing, then that means we take breath again. Simple thing. The Christians, they say that we are going to heaven because we accept Jesus. But you see, every Sunday after the church, where do they go? Where does the family go? To go to McDonald's for their double cheeseburger after the church service. So this family, they are convinced they are going to heaven, the time of death. So let's say they do go to heaven, kingdom of God. And they get there, they say, oh, it's so wonderful to be here with you, Lord. Oh, by the way, where's your nearest McDonald's up here? Because they had that taste for McDonald's hamburgers. See, every Sunday, they would, this is great, Sunday, go to church and go to McDonald's, you see. They had a taste, church and McDonald's. So now, on the spiritual, if they got to the spiritual world, they say, it's great to be here, Lord. Now, where's the McDonald's? Well, we don't have that here. You have to go back to Sydney for them. You see? So the taste that we have to have a taste simply for Krishna consciousness. If we have other tastes that are not fulfillable in the spiritual sky, those tastes will oblige us to remain in this material existence and have to go through all the suffering we're going through now, birth, death, old age, and disease. So we should understand, I need to cultivate a very, very strong taste for Krishna Katha. Much chitta madgata prana, bodhiyantak parasparam, katayam tashtamam disham tashantichavramantacham. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, their lives are surrendered unto me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss, enlightening one another and conversing about me. So we have to be pure devotees. Do you think that you should become a pure devotee? Some will say, well, no, I shouldn't, because then I'd get puffed up. So I better not become a pure devotee. Well, that's not true. Do you think you should become a pure devotee? What? Does your spiritual master want you to be a pure devotee, or he wants you to remain in material desires? What does Guru Maharaj want? Prabhupada ordered me to become a pure devotee. He said, now you must qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. He ordered me. So actually, we are meant to become pure devotees. That means I have no taste, no desire except to hear about Krishna with great attention, with great taste. So anyway, we'll go ahead and stop here. But that's a very important point. We should become very eager, just as Parikshit Maharaj was very eager to hear. Just as Arjuna became very intensely absorbed in hearing. We need to develop that ability to very intensely hear, as if this were going to be our last day on the planet. You know something? We really better live every day as if it were our last. You know why? Because someday it will be our last day. So every day we should live. At the same time we should plan for our 80 years or whatever. Both things at the same time. We should live as if today is my last day. That's how keenly we should hear. My godbrother Gaur Govinda Swami, he was giving Prabhachan in Mayapur. He had something happen, he died. He was giving Prabhachan, something had hit his body and finished. You see. I could die right now when I'm speaking. Something could happen, I could drop dead right here in the middle of this discussion. What a way to go, huh? That'd be great. With Krishna everywhere, Prabhupada here, Tamal Krishna Maharaj here, you see. This would be a great way to go. But anyway, we thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.